Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're tuned into Spectrum on 657 AM.
Indeed, my family, please ensure that you book your seat. Make sure that your schedule is cleared. Ascension Day at Radio Pulpit is an annual event never to be missed. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Then David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan replied, "The Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die." My family, I'm really looking forward to more of your scriptures coming through on 0826572729. Perhaps your revelation of the scripture that we are reading. And right now, absolutely excited to be joined by possibly one of my favorite doctors here in Gauteng, His Excellency, Dr. Madume Diale. Your Excellency, good afternoon, and thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon, Your Excellency. It's a pleasure for me to be talking on your radio today.
Yeah. So, Your Excellency, look, guys, nobody wants to... Well, okay, let me not say nobody. We are not growing old, Your Excellency. No, 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 we can't. We refuse, okay?
We grow in Myanmar, but in a rigorous way, you know. We become recent.
100%, 100%. You know, we're reversing this aging process. But, and yet, there's certain things that keep happening physiologically, you know, that you absolutely can't run away from. I mean, one of my favorites is the gray hair. You know, I mean, of course, there's lots of products to mitigate that, but yay, when that patch of gray hair starts coming out, hey, it's a sign, but too late. Your Excellency, today, the conversation is a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And I thank you so much for just allowing us, you know, to be fun with some of these medical facts that we're really hoping that you can explain to us and clarify. The first one, as relates to age-related ailments, is night blindness. What causes age-related night blindness, Your Excellency? Hi, Dr. Diale. Oh, man. Oh, it does look like we're having a bit of a thing with the... okay, so we're going to try it another way. Let's try and see if we can actually get Dr. Diale, my family, on another line. And in the meantime, surely I'm not the only one who is worried about these things. Why does it seem like I'm the only one that's worried, you know, about some of these things, my family? So if you have any of those age-related concerns, let's call them concerns, because we do not worry, we are children of God. You know, Mom Shkumbana put it so nicely earlier on, that we trust in the Lord. We don't impose anything on God. Your Excellency, we lost you there.
Yes, I'm back.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that, Your Excellency. And by the way, my family, so it's Dr. Madume Diale, who is a family and sports physician, joining us right here on the line. Are we connected clearly, Your Excellency?
Yeah, no, we're clear now.
Fantastic. Right. So let's get straight to it. So top of my list in terms of those aging woos is night blindness, age-related night blindness. What causes that?
Yeah, you know, this is something that I usually see when a patient complains about it. And I usually talk sort of the shortcut. I refer them to see an optician or ophthalmologist, depending on what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
But I know when you talk of night blindness, it's something what we call nocturnal appear. And then the problem is that when you start complaining about the symptoms or signs, they say, you know, I can't see. When I went into a room, it's coming very dim.
Yeah.
And at night, having a problem with oncoming cars, I can't get them around. I don't know whether it's a bright or a dim. And when I get or I look up in the sky, I can only see that sky. I cannot differentiate between a star and a moon. Then I know this is a serious problem. And the age was what you're looking at, night blindness. If it can be premature, it's when you're between the ages of 10 and 20. But generally, in the category male, between 40 and 50 years, and in females, between 35 and 60. Those are sort of categories. And when I look at them and do the physical examination, obviously, I realized most of them they could be presented with cataracts, which affects your eyesight. You might be far sighted or short sighted, but people who got cataracts many times they are sort of nearsighted, and so they can't see very far. Mm. So when driving, it's a challenge of gauging the distance, or where you should stop and how you should stop. In terms of parking also, it could be a challenge, especially in a mall or in other places that you're not familiar with. Mm. And generally, you also rule out possibility of infection. Some of the infection that could cause mild blindness is called pink eye, you know, conjunctivitis, where the layers are being infected probably by bacteria or combination of bacteria and virus. In some extreme cases, you might have a touch of a protozoa. But generally, in a population where I work, in the communities where I practice as well, a lot of people that complain about mild blindness, we find them, they are also being on certain prescribed drugs. Mm. Drugs that are antipsychotic drugs or antidepressant drugs. And also something that we can get over the counter is antihistamine. You know, that could cause, if you abuse that, that could lead to night blindness as well. But generally, you know, we find that many of the causes of blindness is when you have a deficiency of vitamin A. And also we find that when you had vitamin A deficiency, your cornea, which is sort of your window towards the outside world, mm-hmm. becoming very bad and become very damaged. And all of a sudden you find that, you know, you're rubbing your eyes, you're feeling with your eyes, you're not comfortable with your eyes as well. And generally because of that, you're not eating well and you become malnourished. And also your absorption of vitamin A becoming very much challenging. So you don't absorb enough into your system in order to contract your night blindness. But, you know, some of other things that could go with that, they could complain of lightheadedness, especially at night because their eyes are being exposed to light. And that headache could be related to that as well. And generally, they might have some skin issues around their eyes. And then the skin that closes and open up the eyes as well, if you get them, it's very, very dry as well. That could be the cause. And generally, we'll send them for blood tests, or I'll send them to an optometrist or ophthalmologist. And the test that I request usually is vitamin B12 deficiency to find out exactly how much they're absorbing and how much they're missing out. Is there a gap between the minerals and the vitamins and to do the whole thing. And then when I send them to the paramedics, what they do, they send them to what they call a smell test. Probably what I've seen in one of the rooms where you got the E facing left, right, and center, up and down. So once they got blindness of that, we expose them to see that in the light room and also in the dark room. And from there, we can put the same chart with different colors. It can different the colors. Then, you know, the damage of night blindness is not that deep. Mm. It's something that you can survive. It's something that you can solve. And generally, some other people who are more in urban areas and rural areas, their sightness is also the challenge. And we do recommend that they should put themselves on, you know, a diet which is tomato-based or carrots or beetroot or pumpkin or squash, which got a lot of therapy that can help in replacing their lost vitamin A. And those that are affluent more in a suburban area who are like you working behind the red bulb, you can afford supplementation. So we recommend the supplementation that should help. It should be a multivitamin one or the one that is got vitamin A or vitamin B complex. Those are the things that can use to sort off your mind blindness.
Sure. That's really helpful, Your Excellency, because, wow, you know, the alarm bells that that just go through one's mind when you start having to struggle to drive at night. You're like, hey, yeah, no. Something is happening here. Right, my family. So Dr. Madime Diyele is our guest on the line this afternoon. It's all about health, but we're having so much fun because we're actually looking at some of those, you know, sort of those things that start creeping up, you know, around, let me not call it old age. It's not old age. Around, what do we call it, Your Excellency? Around maturity. Yes, that's the word. Okay. When we mature, okay, and become the best versions of ourselves.
When you don't want to offend people, you just call it an adult youth. You know, when you're that youth age, you know, you're okay. So yes. People continue that they're still there and they still got what it takes.
right. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we are at our best versions of ourselves. Talking about best versions, Your Excellency, something that is usually synonymous with wisdom, gray hair. How?
No, man. And the gray hair also got a spiritual thing and also a superstitious thing. I mean, when I grew up at an early age of 41, I remember getting has. And as I pulled one, my mom says, no, don't pull it, leave it, because it's full of wisdom. It shows that you are rebirth. It shows that, you know, you are awakening. It shows that, you know, maturity. And also saw a spanner that, remember, life begins at 40.
Right.
So at 40, more than you've got to let go and have to allow certain things to come into your practice as well. And if you remove one, million times of them will there. If you remove them, they come back like fire.
Lo and behold. Sure.
And that was, I remember spiritually when you talk of gray hair, it's a sign of wisdom as well.
Amen.
And remember in Proverbs 15, you know, when you read that, 31 to 33, it talks about a gray hair being a crown of splendor.
Come on.
And if you are feeling, you know, it pushes you to a way of righteousness. And a lot of pictures or a lot of relics that we have seen, a lot of people that were giants of faith, somehow they do have gray hair.
Right.
If they don't have gray hair, they have gray beard. You know, and we ask ourselves, was this, did they die there? Did they, you know, that they didn't do when they're old, 18 and 13 years. You don't know, it's like a refactory, but you know, once you're spiritually gifted, you can see that the gift of faith and a generous and overseer of spirituality, and they've got gray hair. It's either the beard or the hair, and then you start realizing that. But, you know, the gray hair, the cause is that, you know, we got our own natural cycle, you know.
Yeah.
And as you go through the cycle as well, remember every day you grow and produce what you call, you can produce a cell. And the cell, they happen to die. And at the same age, especially with gray hair, if you over 40 as well, then they somehow regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
And if they regenerate, then they're causing a problem of some sort as well. And from that, that could be related to what we call pre-aging. If you are less than 35 and you've got gray hair, that's a sign of pre-aging. And remember that naturally you produce what we call a hydrogen peroxide.
Mm-hmm.
And that hydrogen peroxide is the same thing that you use for bleaching. And you'll see a lot of young youth, it seems to be more rebellious. You know, they bleach their hair brown, yellow, red, and those yellow stripes. They use hydrogen for that. So naturally, When it happens to you, it converts your black hair or your dark hair into gray color as well. And some of the stages that have gone through the literature, while we're having gray hair, over and above being a spiritual thing and being a reawakening, is that it could be genetically linked. And also some of other people that could have some psychological issues as well. We found that there's a relation between psychological stress and gray hair. And some other people might be exposed to chemical exposures or toxins that could also cause of gray hair as well. In some other cases, especially in a woman category at their childbearing age, when their hair comes to gray as well, it might be related to their hormone profile as well. And smoking, for some reason, it does contribute to your hair changing from black to gray or from dark to light as well. So smoking is that. And when you do the test naturally, we found that those of people who got gray hair, there's a link between vitamin D deficiency, and also they don't have enough copper in their body and iron in their body as well. And many times we find that somehow they are malnourished as well. And in some other cases, they've got what we call medical condition, and that medical condition is what we call pernicious anemia. Anemia, which means that your iron in your blood is very low, and that will be related to the sign of gray hair as well. And in some other cases where you had what we call weak kidneys, that also related to gray hair. So it's something that we see, and we don't know if it's a sign, or it could be a symptom, or we might be, you know, entering into a spiritual arena, or we might enter into a spiritual arena. We don't know, but we really encourage people that when we see them with gray hair, we say that to treat it. If you don't like it, one thing, you can also go for what we call a hair transplant, or it could cause, you could treat the underlying cause. In this case, it's pernicious anemia. Then you give a copper vitamin B12 complex. If you lack copper and iron, multivitamin will also help you. If you're not eating well, we look at nutritional status. We could refer to a nutritionist or dietitian who will sit up and work at a profile for you as well. But, you know, if you are under 35, gray hair, I think hair coloring should be the thing of that. Or if you're like you in your age category, accept that wisdom has dawned on you.
No, I hear you, Your Excellency. Let me tell you, my family, Dr. Matime Tiale. Oh, man, I'm having so much fun discovering all of these things, you know. That sound, the alarm bell, that indeed, it's 31 minutes after 5. That is your time, Your Excellency. If you can stand by for us, we're going to cross over straight to the news, my family, the news headlines, as well as your final traffic and weather. Coming back with Dr. Matime this afternoon, and we want to explore. We still have softening skin, okay? And let's talk about that porridge brain. Man, where does the memory go the older we become? Hey, yeah. So that's what we're coming back to finalize our conversation. Do you ask your questions on 0826572729? If you've got anything that we've not mentioned here, brittle nails, is that a thing? I think brittle nails is more a nutrition. Anyway, don't worry. Doc is here and he's with us until 20 before the top of the hour. 32 after 5 is your time.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
And of course, my family, as you share your answers with us on 0826572729, Dr. Matume Diele continues to share with us some of those reasons behind your aging woos that you have been seeing. Perhaps you've been noticing them on somebody else. Thank you so much, Your Excellency, for standing by. Really, really look forward to the last two that we're going to be dealing with this afternoon. I'm trying to decide if I should actually put you on the spot and ask you to answer, but maybe not. Let's leave it at that, Your Excellency. I know you're very wise. I know you got it. Right. So let's...
I was just going to be humorous. You know, the first one, the first sound, it sounds like, you know, those old TV1 and TV2 movies. And the one was called Lucille Ruda Movers.
Oh, Your Excellency. Yeah, no.
So I remind me of, you know, a landing, a runabout 6 and 5, Igusha, you know.
Yes. Definitely. Okay, so that's fine. I'll allow that because let me not comment so that I don't give it away too soon, Your Excellency. Let me not comment.
I didn't stay tuned.
Definitely. So let's get back then to the rest of our conversation around some of those aging related ailments. Dr. Matime Diele, my family, is of course a physician on the line joining us this afternoon. Your Excellency, we've dealt with night blindness, we've dealt with grey hair, and you know, you said the thing with grey hair is actually very fascinating for me because I never would have thought that grey hair is connected to nutritional deficiencies at all, and it's really fascinating. Now let's get to porridge brain. Now, why, Your Excellency, how can I forget my own thoughts? Like literally seconds after I think about something, kanjani lento. What happens with the brain?
Yes, I think it's a brain fog. In the porridge, because if you look at the porridge, usually I don't know what porridge you get, so porridge and other porridges as well. But the one that I'm familiar with, you know, it's very steaky.
Sure, I'm telling you.
It can be very food, you know. But once it cools down, becoming very steaky, you know, your porridge, unlike your instant porridges that we see now. But obviously, you need to put some milk or you need to put some oat into to make it more eatable and more eatable.
Yeah.
But with the foreign brain is something that is being coined in the Northern Hemisphere, and it sort of filters down to us in South Africa and Southern Hemisphere. But that's what it means. It means you just got a brain fog. And usually remember at that time, at the time of patriarchy, when medicine was being practiced and was being established, a lot of derogatory to the woman. And they say when your woman is pregnant, probably she's got a foggy brain.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, at the age, at this day and age, when you talk of foggy brain, we know that you're referring to a foggy brain.
Yeah.
And foggy brain that men as well in this day and age, because it could be related to climatic change, it could be related to genetic food that we're eating, it could be related to stress that we're undergoing on a daily basis as well. So men do also gain what you call a brain fog. But to this one, which is termed porridge fog, it was mainly for women. It was related to women when they're pregnant. And generally, when you look at it, it's a short-term memory loss
yes.
that women would experience from time to time, especially when they're pregnant. And the challenge is it's when they're in their first trimester, because there are a lot of symptoms that goes with the first trimester. They don't know whether they are going or coming, and they becoming very pronounced and very prominent. And in the first trimester, they could forgetting about their own phone number unless they're looking at it. And something like living in a suburban area, you get about two or three cars that sort of alternate. You might begin to take wrong keys for the wrong car, and that also could be alarm bell. In some other cases, behavioral changes are that you want to do a repetitive thing, you know, like when you have washed your dishes, you make sure that, you know, you dry them once or twice and you put them away. And sometimes when you wear your maternity garment as well, you didn't want to repeat them once or twice as well. So it becomes a behavioral thing and you become very picky and very panicky. And as a result, you got moods. Your mood swings as well. Then because when you are hot, then you are flowing. And then when you are porridge, then you are foggy. So you don't move as it's supposed to be. And then, you know, and also it can continue from first semester into your second trimester as well. And we've got a lot of people, when they're coming for their antenatal clinic as well, they may complain of extreme tiredness. All of a sudden, their concentration becoming very challenging. In some more extreme cases, depending on your personality as well, whether A-type or B-type, all of a sudden become very clumsy. And that clumsy also begin to irritate you, the career as well. Mm-hmm. And many times, it can be disorientated in terms of times, days, and months as well. But what you don't forget is the number of weeks. If you've been to a doctor and they told you that you are 4 weeks pregnant, you are 3 weeks pregnant, as well, you don't forget anything. But the real challenge with porridge brain is when the woman tried to read, you find that your concentration span has lapsed and also been depleted. If you want to read a book as well, after going two or three pages, you're extremely exhausted, you bored, you feel that you're just going through emotions. Even if it takes a book as well. Or it could be just a light magazine, you know, that you're going through. All of a sudden, you're just looking at the pictures, you're not reading the content of it, and it bores you, you put it aside as well. And realize that with a porridge brain, it can also last throughout the pregnancy in some extreme cases, but in some other cases, especially in your first trimester, it could come once in a month or sometimes twice in a month. But if it does last throughout the pregnancy as well, it could be genetically linked as well. You could be asking your mom, did she experience the same thing, or your granny, did she experience the same thing? That is the same thing that could be passed from one generation to another. And the good thing about it, we know that with the cause of this brain fog, in a woman who's pregnant, it related to his hormonal profile as well. Looking at your estrogen level, your progesterone level, in some other cases, you might get your blood thin, you might also get your oxytocin level as well. And those as well, we know during the first and second trimester, they should play some hormone games with you as well. They can make you very much disorientated as well. And as a result of that, you suffer from what you call a sleep deprivation as well, which is the main thing that you can see. And sleep deprivation, because you're not sleeping well, your sleep hygiene becomes very, very questionable. You're sleeping at abrupt hours. You become a baby. You want to sleep almost 4 times in a day. And you become injured. And because of that situation, your stress level becoming very high, and your anxiety level is very high. And as a result, you are very reluctant to go out. You are very reluctant to go and be creative as well, and you want to do routine stuff as well. And remember, because you're in pregnancy as well, your brain, physical strength also changes from time to time as well. And this is a condition that you'll be well-placed in gynecology or psychiatry or a mental health practitioner will be able to help you to deal with it. In some other extreme cases, you must send to, we don't have those centers around here in Gauteng, many of them, we call them sleep centers, where they can actually go and monitor how you sleep and how you get your brain fog. And if there's a no underlying problem like a tumor, maybe in the brain stem as well, to be ruled out with your pregnancy, because during delivery, you might have high blood pressure, which could be a risk factor for giving birth as well. So all those things need to be sorted out in your first trimester when you go into antenatal clinic. And if you go to any, make sure that you open up to her or him, and you also understand that you're going through a brain fog. He might laugh it out because there is a solution towards brain porridge.
Sure. Wow. No, that's really helpful, Your Excellency. Very, very helpful. Can I just quickly ask, and I think we're going to end it with this one only because of time, Your Excellency, what would the explanation be for older males who struggle with foggy brain and memory? Well, not memory loss, really, but, you know, like just temporary forgetfulness.
Well, if it's that, then you have to look at those things as well. We went to find the history. Did he smoke? Did he abuse liquor? Did he try recreational drugs? All those things, they are yes and yes as well. Then we also screen him for dementia and early Alzheimer.
Right. Right, Your Excellency. Wow, what an interesting look. I want my hands. I want my hands for this one, my family. Wow, what a conversation. Thank you for adding reason to some of the things, Your Excellency, that when you look at, you think, yay, you know. But thank you so much for that explanation. Truly appreciate your time. Truly, truly appreciate you, Your Excellency. Again, just perhaps the place or the center or the area where we can find your rooms. I know that you're going to send me your details in terms of where we can find you on the socials, or perhaps an email address. Are we giving out your medical center? Yeah.
Yes, I'm at the Roodepoort Medical Center in Bedworth, and my room is number 28.
That is fantastic. Number 28, Bedworth, Roodepoort Medical Center. Yeah?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Your Excellency, thank you so much for choosing to start your weekend, end your weekend, to start your weekend with us. Truly appreciate you, and have yourself a really, really blessed weekend ahead.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And one other thing that you were talking about, you're doing what you call softening skills. Why people, when they get older or become recycled, they begin to show some wrinkles.
That's, you know,
that's a always saying. You can turn off. You're talking about it. But anyway, that's for another day. But what it means that, you know, you've got a lot of collagen and lactin because of regeneration of yourself as well. You become very wrinkled, and you're not drinking enough water at that particular time, or you've been abusing a formulated, you know, or you're exfoliating too much. Instead of using a dry brush, you might be using a loafer, and you're doing that. And to avoid also hot showers, because they burn your skin. And also, you must make sure that you exercise a lot to avoid softening skills as well, so that you're firming your muscles, and you do a lot of aerobic exercises as well. In some other cases, make sure that you eat lots of antioxidant food, which are veggies and fruits and nuts, that will help you a lot, and use a lot of skin cream and sleep adequately. If there's a medical condition, make sure that you might go for a Botox or for a facelift, or you go and visit your dermatologist. Thank you, Excellency.
Sure, Excellency. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Truly appreciate it, especially the wrinkling of the skin part. Thank you so much for that one. Oh, my family, truly appreciate Dr. Matimi Diala joining us here on Spectrum on a Friday afternoon. We've got 8 minutes before the top of the hour. Your Excellency, I'd like you to listen on the radio because I need you to hear the answer to this question. Have yourself a very, very good evening. Yeah? Right, my family. So let's go straight to a song. I know you want to listen to a song, and when we come back, I'm going to give you that clue again. Two sounds. I don't know, why does it feel weird when I say animals? But I mean, it is animals, okay. But it's, so it's two sounds, right, that describe an important, powerful, very central figure in scripture. And these two sounds talk about his character. I've just given you a clue. Come on, fam. Right? I've just given you a clue right there.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.